What's up, Rip City? This is Jeremy Grant, and you're catching the breeze on Trailblazers Balcony with Brooke Ozendan and Casey Hodall.
Greetings, Blazer fans, and welcome to the Blazers Balcony, episode number 97 of the Blazers Balcony. I am Casey Hodall, trailblazers.com. I am joined, even though it's stifling outside, by Brooke Ozendam, who is buttoned up like it's negative 10 degrees below out there. Brooke, it's great to see you. It's been a minute. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, Casey is not wrong. Last night I got back from the lake. If you guys follow me on social media, you knew that because I like to post up there. It's my favorite place in the whole world, and it was my birthday week, so I just had a ball. And so I'm a little sun-kissed, or maybe just you could say sunburned, whatever you look fancy. But last night I got home, and my home in Portland was warm, obviously, because Portland's going through a heat wave. So I turned up the AC, which I'm so grateful to my mom getting me AC a couple of Christmases ago. I was like, I don't need it. It doesn't get that hot in Portland. It's fine. I don't need it. It's only a couple days.
You need it.
But
now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy she did. So I turned it up max, because it truly was very hot in this house. It's a small house. And so this morning I woke up, I was freezing. So I put on this, like, it's a snuggy sort of situation. It's a sweatshirt, but it's made of wool. I look like a sheep right now. If you could see me, Casey can. I look like a sheep human. And I know that's ridiculous because it's going to be 100 plus today. And I'm sure I'll take it off at some point. But this morning I needed it. I was just a little chilly.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. And the Blazers Balcony this year will be going video at some point in time. So you guys will all be able to, to enjoy Brooke's sartorial choices in the morning when we're recording this podcast, as we are today, which is NBA schedule release day. It happened in
Christmas.
Exactly. Christmas.
For us.
It will not be happening played on. I know exactly what you're saying, Brooke, but I was trying to, you know, make a fun joke. After releasing the schedule for the in-season tournament a few days ago, the NBA released the full schedules today. Usually I would sit here and say that the NBA schedule release, while it does give us an opportunity to look at what kind of the next 6 months of our lives are going to look like, basically pencils out the same. You play all the Eastern teams twice. You play most of the Western teams four times. You play a couple of them three times. And, you know, so it's not like the NFL where the schedule really changes a whole lot from season to season. This year, it is a little bit different because of the in-season schedule. So when I was doing my counts, which I usually do, I had to put in maybes on some of these because it's like, well, in the in-season tournament, depending on what happens there, they have two games that are TBD at this point because of the in-season tournament. So it's not an 82-game schedule yet. It's an 80-game schedule with two games, one at home, one on the road, still yet to be determined, depending on what happens in that in-season tournament, which I talked about a bit on the podcast we don't talk about on this podcast. You can go ahead and check that out on trailblazers.com if you'd like to do that.
Don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do it.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. Go do it.
That's good. That was your cleanest audio I think you've maybe ever delivered on this show too, Brooke.
I never leaned into the mic before.
You took the exact right opportunity to be like, do not listen to that podcast. That guy does it. Sucks. You don't need anything to do with that. But before we get into the nitty gritty here, I guess we should just run down the beginning of the Trailblazers schedule. Portland season starts on October 25th, 2023 in Los Angeles. First, the Clippers, 7:30 start time, and then the home opener 2 days later, versus the Orlando Magic, October 27th at Moda Center, 7 o'clock, and then it's right back out for a three-game road trip, Philadelphia, Toronto, Detroit, before coming home to host the Memphis Grizzlies in back-to-back games, actually consecutive games, technically not back-to-back games. Right. So you got the season opener, October 25th versus the Clippers, home opener, October 27th, versus the Orlando Magic. The Blazers' season wraps up at home on April 12th versus the Houston Rockets, and their season wraps up completely in Sacramento on April 14th. 80 games yes. currently on the schedule, two games yet to be scheduled. A lot of teams this year too, Brooke, I noticed, because of the in-season tournament, usually I think there's two or three teams in the West you only play three times. At this point right now, there's one, two, three, four, five, six teams in the West. The Blazers only have three scheduled games against, you assume, because two of those games are going to get taken up by the games after the play-in round of the in-season tournament. So who's to say whether or not those teams are in the in-season tournament? If they don't make the in-season tournament, who said the Blazers make the in-season tournament? I guess what I'm trying to say is the in-season tournament really messes things up, or not messes things up so much, but just makes things a little bit different in the schedule, at least for that first month or so. But a lot of road games start the season. And on some long road trips as well, Brooke, two 7 game road trips.
I saw that.
No 6-gamers, no 5-gamers. So no big deal, though. There's a 4-gamer that might turn into a 5-gamer, and there's a 3-gamer that might turn into a 4-gamer, depending on how the schedule shapes.
Not to confuse you all.
Not to confuse you, exactly. but Brooke, just your, do you have any initial thoughts on the schedule? Obviously, as you mentioned, it's always nice to get the schedule and at least get a sense of kind of what the season's going to look like from us from a travel perspective, let alone a competitive perspective.
So obviously, I first look at Christmas and Thanksgiving, which you already mentioned, games. We will be home for those two holidays, which I just like to know. You know, I just like to know for planning purposes. And so that's nice. There's actually, if I recall correctly, there's a couple days after Christmas that we're home. I think we can even, we don't think we fly out to the 27th.
You are correct. And I feel like that's there's a few things on the schedule that I think at this point in time, I would say it's pretty common for the Trailblazers. And being at home for Christmas and then having a couple of days off around Christmas. Mm-hmm. I feel like the last 3 or 4 seasons, that's been the case. You're exactly right.
Well, maybe that's the league throwing us a bone for how much we travel, because I do appreciate that. If it's true and if it's just circumstance, well, I'm still appreciate it. But the Thanksgiving at home is nice to know for planning and Christmas. And what I noticed, the thing that stood out to me, because what I do, and I think I've said this on the podcast before, is I get my little paper calendar that everyone makes fun of me for, because I don't do it in my phone. And that's why sometimes I miss appointments. Sorry, massage envy. But I just
they charge you anyway, so they don't care if you it's a free
actually
book.
I lied, it's Elements Massage, but whatever, same thing. I used to be massage envy. So I write every game down in my little schedule with black is home, red is away. Oh no, opposite, black is away, red is home. And I just love to look at it. I just like to look at the whole month and go, okay, I'm going to be traveling this day. It's fun to look at. But my point is, the thing I took away from it is, which I do appreciate, and I do believe it is planned, that they're doing more. When I look at this schedule, I haven't looked at everyone else's, but it feels, just looking at ours, they're doing more work. When you're in the city, you play the same team twice. And I just think it's so smart. Like I've always wondered why we haven't done that more in the past. Like, I guess like you want to, I don't know, for competitive purposes, you know, play them once at the beginning of the season, more towards the second half of the season when you do it again. But this year we're playing them, like, I think it's Memphis and Phoenix. A couple teams were playing there at the same time back to back. And I just think that is smarter for travel purposes, for keeping guys healthier. And so I liked that. And that's probably the biggest takeaway for me.
Yeah, there are, you're exactly right, Brooks. So a few years ago, the NBA started instituting the idea that, like, hey, how about for a few series every year, you end up playing the team twice when you're in that location? And you ask why, what are kind of the drawbacks of that? There's basically two. You got the first one, Brooke, is that from a competitive advantage, you could say, like, yeah, if you have a guy injured and then you're playing a team in back-to-back games and you miss both those games, that's kind of a bummer. And that's true. It's also a little bit hard for ticket sales, as I understand, because selling tickets for the same team in consecutive nights can be a little bit difficult. But you are exactly right, Brooke, in that the Blazers have quite a few of those this year. I'm going to run them down for you. November 3rd and November 5th, as Brooke mentioned, the Blazers host the Memphis Grizzlies twice in those games. And to my earlier point, no Ja Morant in either one of those games because he will be serving his suspension. So to your point, Brooke, you know, from a competitive perspective, if you're the Grizzlies, you probably don't love that, because you're like, well, now a team in the West, we're going to play them twice without our leader. That's not great for us. Now, granted, like if you're splitting hairs, like I don't think the Grizzlies are losing any sleep over that. But just the idea that that's one of the reasons why, that one of the few drawbacks of it, because otherwise it's a great thing. As you mentioned, San Antonio, December 28th and 29th, back-to-back games at Moda Center versus the San Antonio Spurs. Then in January, during Portland's incredibly long road trip, January 3rd and January 5th, they play both games versus the Dallas Mavericks. A month later, February 2nd, February 4th, they play both games at the Denver Nuggets.
That's what
back home in Portland, 213 through 14, or excuse me, 213 and 215. So right in between the Valentine's Day holiday, Trailblazers host the Minnesota Timberwolves in consecutive games. And then again, in November, or excuse me, in March, the Trailblazers go to Memphis and play both games versus the Grizzlies. So the Blazers play four games versus the Grizzlies over the course of 5 days.
I did feel like I was writing Grizz down a lot when I was doing my calendar.
And I got to say, I love that because I hate that flight back from Memphis. It is an incredibly long flight. And I believe on that trip, we actually stop off in Minnesota first after we're in Memphis, which that's Casey's biggest thing is like, if we're going on trips to the East, just give us one stop on the West. It breaks things up. I don't mind long flights going out on trips. That long flight coming back from trips at night is probably my least favorite part of traveling. So
yeah, I would agree.
And so they play the Grizzlies in consecutive games on March 1st and March 2nd. And then the last one of those, they host the Clippers on March 20th and March 22nd. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times this season, the Blazers play teams in consecutive games. So that's 14 games, which is a significant amount of the schedule playing games on consecutive nights, either in a back-to-back or at least with one day off in between. So you're exactly right, Brooke. I've really come to think that's a good way to do the schedule. And, you know, particularly with the in-season tournament and having a little bit of fluctuations about how that's going to play out, I think making sure that they knock out some of those games in a short period of time makes a lot of sense. And from a travel perspective too, it really just makes sense. Particularly again, if you're going to a place like Memphis, it's like, that's a ways away. Might as well play both of those games again. Yeah. Same thing with, I mean, it's not the exact same thing, but the New York teams now. So last year we played both New York teams on the same trip. This year as well, playing both New York teams on the same trip. Part of that long January road trip, the Blazers play at Brooklyn on January 7th, day off at Knicks on January 9th. So again, only one trip to New York this year, which is typically something we've been doing. It saves on travel. And while the Blazers have 14 back-to-backs, which is quite a few back-to-backs, you know, a number of those don't require any travel. So 7 of those are home back-to-backs. Mm. So both games are taking place at Moda Center. So there's really no travel in those. And that's what you worry about the most in terms of back-to-backs. Let me run down a few more things here. Let's do games by month. October, the Blazers play 4 games, 1 at home, 3 away. In November, they play 14 games, 6 at home, 8 away. In December, 9 home games, 4 away for 13 total games. December is, I feel like, always the Trailblazers, or recently the Trailblazers' kind of most home-heavy month. Mm-hmm. Then you get into January, where that flips. You have 17 games in the month of January, which is a lot of games. Mm-hmm. 6 of those at home, 11 on the road. February, you have 9 games, 7 at home, 2 away. March, you have 17 games again, 9 at home, 8 away. So about an even split. And then April, you have 8 games, 3 at home, 5 away.
That feels like way more away games. I mean, can we do the math again? That's crazy. Other than February, I mean, does February really even everything out in terms of away and home, I guess?
Well, so you have quite a few home games in December. You have 5 more home games in December than you have road games in December. Right. So that kind of makes up that to you. And then you have 5 more away games in January than you have at home. So those two kind of even each other out. But yeah, the trips this year are longer. As I mentioned, 2 7-game road trips. You have one to start the year in January. The Blazers do play on New Year's Day, which I feel like we often do quite a bit these days.
We usually do.
New Year's Day versus the Phoenix Suns in Phoenix. And that is the start of a 7-game, damn near 2-week road trip. And then in March and the end of March, beginning of April, another 7-game trip that goes from March 25th to, April 5th. So
but
that's
on that road trip, at least it involves back-to-back Dallas.
That's true. And, you're exactly right, Brooke. So in that January road trip, there is at least, actually there's 2. So there's 4 games in that Dallas, Brooklyn, New York, where we will only get on a flight twice to play 4 games, which again, like that, when you talk about cutting out travel and cutting down miles, like that's a lot. Like in 5 years ago, all those games would have probably been their own flights. Now it's quite a bit less. So that's pretty smart.
You know what that means for me? That means January 2nd through 6th, I'll be getting gas station barbecue for lunch every day.
So I was I thought of something else. I'm not going to say what it is, but I thought.
Oh no, what?
And that's the kind of juicy stuff, though, that you don't get on the public podcast. Maybe someday if we actually have an in-person podcast, which we talked about, we're getting close to our 100th episode. Maybe we'll do something here. Maybe you guys will get the inside backstory, the real juicy goss that only gets discussed on the Zoom once the recording is is paused. So Brooke, let's go ahead and do some. Let's go ahead and pick some parts of the schedule here. And talk about kind of how we figure they fit. The only other thing I should mention too, Trailblazers, not with the many national TV games this year, as I'm sure you've already seen reported. The only TNT, ABC, ESPN game that Portland has this year is a TNT game versus the Miami Heat at Moda Center on February 27th. You can go ahead and pretty much assume exactly what they were thinking with that. And either way, I hope it doesn't turn out the way that they want. The broadcast people. Other than that, they have some games on NBA TV, and I know those are technically national TV, but I don't call them national TV because you can't watch them in Portland. Like if a game's on NBA TV and it's also en route, I don't think you can watch it. So that always feels weird to me to call it national if people in Portland can't actually watch those games. But now that we've gotten that out of the way as well, let's go ahead, Brooke, and make some declarations about what we think some of the best and worst parts of Portland's 2023-24 schedule are. So first off, what do you think the best month of Portland's schedule is, Brooke?
I'm going to go with February.
February, why? Give me your rundown.
More home games. It's a shorter month. February seems to start. You're getting closer to the end. You kind of know where you are, like as a team. Things you need to work on. Things that you know you have worked on and that you've seen improvement in. Things you just kind of you get. I like to look at months that are towards the end because you get a better sense of yourself as a team. And so you can then approach the rest of the season in a certain manner. And we've seen how that's changed. You know, the first 5 years that I worked for the Blazers, obviously went to the playoffs every year. So at that point in time, you're kind of like, okay, we need to win this many games to at least get to this spot. Last couple of years have been different where, you know, they had to go a different route. So, but it's still around February is when I feel like you'd start to get a feeling for that. And also I'll throw in that more home games as you talked about earlier. So I think looking at February, it's a nice month. I'm looking at it and it looks good.
February is a nice month. It's short. Yeah, exactly.
It's short. It's only 28 days or 29, excuse me.
Is it leap year this year?
Yes. According to my calendar.
Hey, that calendar's not wrong. So
yes,
fun.
CBS wouldn't lie. So 29th is when we leave for Memphis for that next road trip. So yeah, leap year. I think February is what I foresee is a really good month for the team playing the Pistons I shouldn't leave out at Denver. So it's back to back in Denver.
Chance again. Get acclimated to the.
Yeah, there you go.
Altitude. That's perfect.
That's what I love.
Yeah,
that's my number one reason. And then Pistons, Pels, and then we play mini at home back to back. So again, getting accustomed to the team you're playing. Then Denver, then we have the break, and then Denver and Charlotte and Miami. And so I just feel like it's a good month. I feel like that's a month that they could, if they need to move up a couple spots, you know, if they're looking for that eighth spot or playing spot, whatever, that would be maybe a month they could catch up.
Oh, and that's a good point too, Brooke, is that three of those two game series are all in February.
Yeah.
As you just mentioned. So both of the games at Denver, both the games at home versus Minnesota. Both the games versus Memphis. Well, I guess technically those are at the beginning of March, but since February is a short month, you can consider the beginning of March to be the end of February as well. So that is an interesting month, Brooke. That's an interesting choice. And also too, not that most people care about these things, but I always appreciate when the team is at home going into the All-Star break, which we are this year, the All-Star break starting for the Trailblazers on February 16th. They play the Timberwolves, as you just mentioned, on the 15th. And then their next game is not until the 23rd. So it's always nice to not have to travel back to Portland after the All-Star break. Now, granted, if you're going to the All-Star game, sometimes it's helpful to already be out there. But also, I hate tacking on more days onto trips anyway, so I always come home when I have the chance to. Anyways,
I imagine we'll
probably have some people taking part in the All-Star game this year in some capacity or another. So I'm guessing where is that? Is that in Indianapolis this year? Brooke's nodding her head. Brooke has Pacer ties, so she would. That's why I was asking.
I sure do. But yes, it's there. And honestly, it's a great, great town for an All-Star game. because Indianapolis is all pretty, it's all, it's
everything is in together. One spot. I mean, yeah.
That's why there are so many conventions in Indianapolis, because the Colts are one end of town, and the Pacers are like maybe four blocks, and it's a good fast walk. And then the whole entire town, no joke, is full of sports bars and steakhouses.
It is a sports bar steakhouse town. You're exactly right. Go to Kilroy's, get the breadsticks.
Breadsticks for days. I used to live off those things. I lived right across the street from Kilroy's.
And now, that place is a meat market too. Like, it's like,
I would wear a hood.
It's like being back in college, like using fake ID style.
100%. Yes. And there are TVs everywhere. So that was the thing. I joke, people are like, what were fans like there versus here? And I'd be like, well, there's a lot of college kids, because you got Indiana, or IU, Ball State. What's the other one? IUPUI.
Is Ooey Pooey over there? Okay. Yeah.
Which one?
Ooey Pooey.
Yeah. That's the one I just said, where George Hill went and played. And so there's a lot of college kids and a lot of college men. And so, like, they just get, you know, they're a little tipsy. And so rather than like our lovely, no offense to the Pacers fans, I shouldn't even say this, but I'm going to, but Blazers fans are so nice. Like, the, you know, come up, want to talk shop. Is it okay if I get a picture? I'd love to. We get pictures and it's lovely. Oftentimes at night. So I'll give them this. I'd walk over to get breadsticks, and it would be like just a random guy just like bear hugging me with his phone, like, picture time. You know, I'm like, so I started wearing hoods when I went to pick up my breadsticks.
Oh, so you had to go incognito. Yeah, well, they card me to even walk into the place. I'm like 42 years old, guys. Like, and I mean, like, I'm wearing sweats. Like, I'm obviously not here to drink. I'm here to get these breadsticks. And then I'll probably go to the pastry shop that's another two blocks over. And then I'm going back to the hotel. So, but yeah, so Indianapolis for All-Star Weekend.
People love it. It's super walkable. Again, the people are really nice. I'm just joking about like one, you know, a couple instances where that happened. But for the most part, everyone is like the nicest. And that didn't even bother me. I was just kind of, it was jarring. It took me a little while to get used to.
Brooke, you don't have to apologize for stating that people bear hugging you and trying to get selfies with no forewarning is not something you don't love very much. Like, it's perfectly fine to say that. Like, you don't have to backtrack on that one, Brooke.
Okay. Well, you know me.
I do know you.
So, Casey, I think February, when you look at the schedule, what month do you think is best for the Blazers?
I'm going to go with December for a couple of reasons. One, there's 13 games, which is the least amount of games for a full month of any month in the season. So November, there's 14. January, there's 17. March, there's 17. So for a full month, December has the least amount of games, so 13. There's the majority of those games are at home. Nine of those games are at home. Only four of those games are away. And even those four away games, they're all basically one-offs. So they have they play the Utah Jazz on December 2nd in Utah. Then they have the break for the in-season tournament, which if they've advanced, they'll play two games or maybe even just one game. And if they don't advance, they only play two games over the course of an entire week between the 2nd and the 11th when they play at the Clippers. And then they have one more road game at Golden State. So there's no extended road trips. They're at home for most of the time. They're off for Christmas, which I appreciate. And there is likely going to be, again, the second week of December, depending on how they do in their play-in games in season tournament. Either they could be playing just one game, as many as two games, or as many as two games if they don't advance to the knockout round. So either way, though, you're still looking at a week where you're only playing two games, which is a very light week. So I'm going with the December, Brooke. I think there's some opportunities there for the team, particularly after spending a lot of time on the road in the first month and a half of the season. As you can see, between the beginning of the season and the beginning of December, I guess you can't see it because I'm just looking at it right now. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 road games. Quite a few road games start the season. So you get December, you get a chance to be at home. The games loosen up a little bit. There's quite a few good games in there as well. So I'm going with the last month of the year, Brooke.
Okay. No, I dig it. And that's another one of those, since we're talking about the trend of the season, which is back-to-back against the same team, it's against the Spurs, back-to-back, literal back-to-back at home. Where it's
again, which chance to see Victor Wembanyama and Scoot Henderson facing off yet again, assuming both those guys play. It's always weird to kind of talk about this is the first time that this guy's going to play this guy. Because in the NBA these days, it's like guys are in and out of the lineup. So it's always hard to understand. Like, I remember when CJ got traded and everyone was like, oh, the game versus New Orleans. It's like, and then CJ didn't play and then Dame didn't play. So
yeah,
you know, I kind of takes the juice out of that.
I remember there were a lot of sad Dame fans in that and CJ fans in that building that night who I always feel, I don't know if you asked this, Casey, but like when we see fans on the road or at home for that matter before games and they're like, Hey, is Dame going to play? And I know that he's not. And it's like, it maybe hasn't been announced yet. I hate being the one to break their hearts. Like it's like a family of six and they're all in Dame jerseys. And I'm like, Dane's not playing tonight.
Yeah, see, and I usually like, just like, I don't know.
Hey, no, we'll see. The, like, I
should
good
do good for you for being honest, Brooke.
Well, I mean, I'd rather them hear it from me.
Yeah, if you're going to hear it from somebody. I always feel bad.
Because and there are times when someone will be, Brooke, and I know they're going to ask me. And I'm like, no. And they're like, we'll go with CJ. Is CJ playing? Not tonight, guys. And they're like, oh my gosh, we came all this way. I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. I hate being the one to break the news. But again, better me than someone else. They're going to find out at some point rather than wait until the lineup. So might as well know and get, prepare yourself.
Yeah. I mean, and there's nothing that can be done, but you're exactly right, Brooke. It's always a bummer when particularly fans that live other places, they only get to see the team once or twice. And maybe you even kind of like plan a trip to see the team. And then if everyone doesn't play, that could be kind of a bummer.
Well, speaking of, I have a personal experience that just is happening as we speak.
Is it Messi?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. Let's hear it, Brooke.
So my son is a soccer fanatic. And his favorite player is Lionel. He always corrects me because I say Lionel like Lionel Richie, but Lionel Messi. And he is awesome. He's an amazing player. People argue best of all time, but I'm having Theo read a Pele book right now. Who is Pele? So he can then make his decision after reading the book because he doesn't know anything about Pele. But I know nothing about anything soccer related. Maybe everything related, but mostly soccer. I know nothing, so I'm trying to learn. And so for his birthday, his dad and I were going to take him to see Messi play at Miami because we know for a fact he'll play at home. On the road, it's iffy because, as I think we've talked about, he only plays on grass, not turf. So other facilities some of them have changed their grass to turf or their turf to grass so that he'll play there because ticket sales go through the roof. Anyways, long story short, don't know enough about soccer, obviously, to know that they are currently in a cup, which I don't know about. And so that means that they won so many that this game is now obsolete, essentially. They postponed it. But we didn't find out until this week. And all the hotels, all the flights, everything booked, the jerseys ordered, the Pele, or not Pele, sorry, see, terrible. The Messi jerseys are here, everything is set. And I had to tell them a couple of days ago, like, hey, bro, the game is postponed. We will do our best to go to it if we can when it's rescheduled, but this weekend is not happening. So yeah.
So Brooke Olsendam, just like everybody else, when she tries to make plans, sometimes those plans get scuttled. You could just go to Orlando. You could take Theo to Universal Studios. Brooke, you've been before. You had a great time.
I thought about it. I actually think about my agent, who's one of my closest friends. I booked after the Miami. I did a little, like, I was getting a little, I don't know, I was going over the top of my planning, and I booked a trip to New York afterwards to see her. And I hadn't talked to her for a while. And so I just booked it. I'm like, I'm sure she'll be, and she knew I wanted to come see her. So I'm like, just booked it. I call her. I was like, hey, I booked this. If it doesn't work, okay. But I just wanted to get it in the books. I did it at night. So I didn't call her or anything because I just wanted to get it done. And she's like, oh, I'm going to be in Orlando with my family, taking them to Disney World. I'm like, oh, wait, that's really weird. So I was in Miami and I booked a trip to see you in New York, but you're going to be in, Florida. All right. So anyways, the whole trip is kind of screwed up, and I just decided throw in the towel. And we'll, if they're scheduled to either play September 27th, I believe, or October 13th, and we have a preseason game on the second one, so I can't go to that one. So I'm hoping they reschedule it for September 27th.
Yeah, it's preseason, Brooke.
Or maybe, I've never asked for a game off.
I bet we could figure something out.
Yeah, probably. But
that's not my call, obviously. But I know
Aaron
Grossman,
I might be asking.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah, my former intern is now all of our bosses. So there you go. I could squeeze his shoes a little bit. But let's get back to the schedule here. So Brooke, we both gave our favorite months. What do you think is the worst month of Portland's schedule?
Oh golly, I hate to say it, but maybe the first month. Well, we won't. That one doesn't count. There's not enough games in that one. I can't say October doesn't. That's like not an option. I guess I hadn't. Maybe November, just because there's a lot of home away, home away, home away, home away. There's not a lot of consistency there. And so like, as soon as you get, you know, acclimated to where you are, you're flying back home. And then there is the two games against Memphis that are at home, but then you leave for Sacramento. And this is what I was going to bring up, Casey. And maybe, you know, I don't know if you know, but this is a question I had when doing this schedule last night. So we play at Sacramento on Wednesday, the 8th. The next game is at the Lakers on the 12th. Do we fly home or do we stay on the road?
I would bet my month's salary that we are going to go to Los Angeles after that, because that'll be 4 days off. I think 3 or 4 days in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I was curious about that a little bit too when I saw that, and I was like, yeah, maybe we'll come home. No, we're not going to come home. We'll probably stay the night in Sacramento and then go to Los Angeles, or maybe we'll just get straight to Los Angeles. Everyone always likes to spend time in LA.
Yeah.
And since I did just mention Disney, I mean, that's a opportunity for me as
I'm
well
in.
To hop it down there.
You know,
or Universal, which I didn't realize that Universal Studios or whichever one is like in Los Angeles, like proper.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So where we stayed at last time, I was like, oh, it's like 4 miles away.
Oh.
And they have the new Super Mario Land out there too, which.
Well, then November just became my favorite month.
Yeah. There you go. November. That is, in terms of the games though, that is a tough month. And you're right, Brooke, when you tack on the beginning of October as well, that's quite a bit of jumping around, quite a few road games and long trips too. Like for us to start with an East Coast trip, like we usually play Toronto in the middle of the season, Philadelphia. Oh,
that's another
Detroit,
one I'm bummed
like
about. Right, Toronto's the second of a back to back. And it's my, one of my favorite cities. We're not even going to say.
Oh, you're right. It is. Yeah. We've never done that before. And going through customs too. Oof.
That's going to be a boy.
Mm-hmm. So are we going to be in Toronto for Halloween then? Or are we going to go to Detroit?
I don't know.
And also too, shout out to Nick West or whoever's doing our travel these days,
yes,
because with the in-season tournament, that means they're going to have to figure out how to get to that game.
Yeah.
When usually they would have that scheduled out 2 months in advance. So, and you know, getting around, you know, 50 to 60 people in specific hotels and specific locations, not always the easiest thing to do. So shout out to everyone who is who's having a kink thrown into their season this year by the in-season tournament, even though I think it's actually going to be pretty fun. Brooke, I'm going to say that the worst month of Portland season is January. They've got the most games in January, at least tied for the most games of 17. They're on the road a lot, even though, as you pointed out, Brooke, not a ton of travel in that road trip, even though it is a 7-game road trip. But to be gone from the day... From New Year's Eve until the 13th of January, that's almost a full 2 weeks on the road, even if you're not traveling around a ton, even if you're getting a trip to New York in between there. So I'm going to say January, Brooke. And, you know, I would say too that in general, this schedule is better than last year's schedule. I felt like last year's schedule was terrible.
Were we voted the worst?
I voted it the worst. I know that much.
You heard it here first.
The schedule's really not all that much different. It's basically the same every year. Last year, I was like, no, this is a bad schedule. This schedule seems like even the bad months, I don't think are that bad. And the good months are actually pretty decent. And yeah, so I think so far, this is a decent little schedule for the Portland Trail Blazers, at least
in my
first couple days of figuring out where it is.
I agree. Looking at January, that is a woo. I tend to agree with you now that I think about it and compare that one, the road trip, and then there's 1 week at home, and then the end of the month they're at home. But other than that, it's 7-game and then 4-game. Yeah, that's a lot of travel. So
yeah, there's a lot of moving around in January because you've got a 7-game trip and a 4-game trip. So mm-hmm. That's quite a bit of time. And anytime you have almost twice as many games on the road as you have at home in a month, mm-hmm. that's typically going to be a pretty difficult month, which is why I said December was the best month, because they have more than double the amount of home games than they have road games. So there you go. Moving on, Brooke. Go ahead.
I agree. Overall, better schedule.
Yeah. Shout out to the computers that make the schedule now. You did a good job.
Is it computers?
Yeah. A few years ago, they used to have one guy that just did it.
Yeah.
And like that was basically his entire job was putting together all the schedules.
That would be the worst job.
I've always heard that it was like basically literally like a years long endeavor to put the schedule together.
Oh,
now they have a computer do it. And, you know, there's teams. What happens is the league sends out like a draft schedule And then teams typically have a few games where they can say like, hey, can we change this one or that one? The league will consider it. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I don't know how much that changes with the supercomputer doing it, but it seems like it's done a pretty good job, which is also why I think, too, the last couple seasons, the schedule really kind of has had some consistent elements to it from season to season. And I think part of that is because the computer looks at it and is like, hey, there's really only one way to do this. So,
gotcha. Okay.
Well, moving on.
Good job, computer.
Way to go, computer. What do you think the best road trip for the Portland Trail Blazers is this year, Brooke?
Ooh, well, you know, it's funny.
And that can mean a lot of different things too. Obviously it can mean from a competition perspective. It can mean from a location perspective. It can mean individually from a Brooke perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You take it anywhere you want to go, Brooke.
Well, so we've been talking a lot about how there's a lot of back-to-back against the same opponent, which we talk about that, like how that is beneficial basketball wise, but it's also beneficial like for us broadcast wise, because you have storylines for each team and that can, you know, evolve, change, because like, let's say it's these guys played against or played together in college and now they're playing against each other, you know, one guy on the Blazers, one guy on the other team. And then like, you could talk about in the next game, like how they played the game before. It's just like storylines tend to kind of evolve when you have back-to-back games against the same team. It's helpful broadcast-wise with storytelling. So I like that. And so that maybe comes into effect. But as I look, I'm truly mostly looking at places where my friends live, if I can be honest. You know what I kind of do is other than the length of that road trip in January, I do like it for those a couple of those reasons. We go to Phoenix. I don't know if we stay a night, but we'll be at least in Phoenix for a night, and I got girlfriends there. And then we go to Dallas, Sedona. Like I said, for 4 days. And what'd you say?
I said Sedona.
Yeah. Oh, I love me some Sedona. Actually, you met one of my girlfriends when we were walking across the street in Phoenix after the game, when you said didn't say hi to you.
Oh, well, no, I thought, no, that was in New York, right? And that was like
a decade ago. I know
where I yelled at you from across the street. Yeah. Yes.
Then I was walking across the street after the game in Phoenix to our hotel with my friend Lindsay. And I go, hey, Case. And you go, oh, you said hello to me.
Yeah.
So kind of you.
What a jerk.
Anyways, that's Lindsay. She lives there. I'll see her. And then we're going to be in Dallas, like we mentioned, for apparently 4 days, which, you know, just being in the same spot for a while is really nice. It kind of creates comfortability. You know, you can actually unpack and have all your stuff ready. And it's just nice to know you don't have to, you know, have your bag ready when you're heading out to the game, because I know it doesn't sound like that big of a deal, but when I'm getting ready and all this, like I'm stressed about getting my bag ready and making sure it's ready.
You cannot overstate how much better it is to not have to pack or take your luggage down before you go to a game. Like the stay over. I when I was younger, I was always like, let's keep moving. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Now, a little bit older, I'm like, oh, man, yeah, just not. And I mean, my packing is I just throw everything back into the bag and sit on it until I can close it. And yeah, like just knowing that, like, OK, I don't have to bring all my stuff with me on this game.
Yeah,
you're exactly right, Brooke. There's some real benefits to that. That, again, it's nothing anyone else should care about. But from our perspective, that's how we would use it.
It's a thing. It's a
little bit different. Yeah.
So we'll be in Dallas for a while. And I like Dallas and I think they have great food. So that's a bonus. Like I said, I love my gas station barbecue for lunch. I will maybe venture out for dinner. Oh, Kevin and I went to a steakhouse one day in Dallas. It was lovely. It was freezing. Remember last year how cold it was in Dallas when we were there?
Yes. Was that last year or 2 years ago? Where it snowed
2 years ago.
And yeah, yes. Like.
Oh, it was freezing. It was 2 years ago.
Like they turned the power off on a bunch of people. And I just remember because we were in a hotel that I like better than the hotel we stay at in Dallas. Anyone listen to this, the place we stay at in Dallas is my least favorite hotel. Not that anyone cares, but I don't like it. It's always so hot. And there's always so many weddings. Though the Santa was there last year, though. And the Santa was pretty fun.
Yeah. The Santa was great. But I remember Kev was like, hey, you want to go grab a happy hour across it? I think it was it McCormick? And I don't know. It was a steakhouse. And I was like, sure. And I run down and he goes, do you want to get a jacket? I was like, should I? He's like, I think you should probably get
it. It was sneaky. You're right. It was like sneaky cold too. And you look at it like, that's not that bad. It was frigid. You're right.
We walked across the street and I swear, I looked at him and I go, that might've been the coldest walk of my entire life.
I went and got a burger and I was like, as soon as I got, I was like, I'm not. And they messed up my burger. And it was too cold. And I was like, I'm not going back. I don't care. I'm just going to deal with it because like, it is too cold to go back out there. And it was literally across the street.
I remember.
You're jogging my memory now, Brooke.
So I would say the stay over in Dallas is a nice benefit. Then kind of funny that and then New York is my favorite. And then we go there for 3 days. So, take out OKC and Minneapolis. They're fine, but those are back to back. So they're kind of like the tail end, like let's head home. So those two stayovers in Dallas and New York make that my favorite road trip.
Yeah. And you're exactly right, Brooke. So that is a good trip because you got Phoenix, you know, at the beginning of the year, it's probably going to be cold by that point. It'll be 80 degrees in Phoenix. That's always nice. Mm-hmm. Dallas is a nice little town as well. Obviously spending multiple days in New York is great. And then even like, I like Oklahoma City and Minneapolis and the fact that it is a back-to-back, you know, like, yeah, you're knocking them out. So that is a pretty good trip. I'm going to go ahead and jump to April for my favorite trip, though, or January. I'll take the other 7-game trip. I don't love the start of it in Houston, but Atlanta, Miami, Orlando, Charlotte, Washington, at Boston. There's basically days off between every single one of those games. In fact, there is days off between every single one of those games.
What month are you in?
End of March, beginning of
end of March. Oh, got it.
So Houston, Atlanta, Miami, Orlando, Charlotte, Washington, Boston. I love DC. I love Boston. I'm not a huge Miami guy, but it's whatever. Atlanta, I think it's great. And I have like 5 different hot wing spots at Atlanta now that I'm really looking forward to getting back to. Orlando, you know, besides the fact that downtown Orlando is like a weird party scene, like those are all good stops too.
So downtown Orlando should have its own like reality show.
Yeah, no, there should be like a cops like show for downtown Orlando, and they call it DTO or something like that. And yeah, because it's a show.
I mean, I think I've told this story. I'll make it quick. I made it on TMZ when I was in Orlando with the Pacers.
That's right. Yeah.
Because there's a fight between our guys and other people in Orlando, and
Year that you sent me a video of a woman who had a bunch of water falling on her, like outside of a club?
Yes.
And I'm not going to go into anything else, but like that was last year, right? And you were just walking by and it was like, oh, hey.
And I was like, this is the vibe of Orlando.
Yeah. I mean, granted, you know, we live in Portland, Oregon, and our downtown, you know, it's different than other cities' downtowns, but even by our standards, Orlando is a different beast.
You see something like you've never seen before every time you go out, even during the day, like afternoon, just weird stuff. But anyways, I only made it on TMZ because I was holding my friend's pizza and mine while she was trying to break it up. And so someone got their phone out and was taking a picture like NBA brawl or nothing really came of it. And I mean, no one threw a punch or anything, but
were people yelling "World Star" the entire time, or was that before people yelled "World Star" when people were fighting?
Oh my gosh, world! I forgot about that. I had my hair up in a bun and like no makeup, and I'm standing like looking so petrified, holding two handfuls of pizza like on plate, you know, like you get a slice to go. So I was like, had two on one, two on the other. And I'm just standing there like, oh, and everyone's like, we saw you on TMZ. I'm like, oh my gosh, I made it, mom. I'm on TMZ holding two pieces of pizza.
You're a big timer.
Four.
Anyways, all right, Orlando's Brooke. Well, since we just, random. Yeah, exactly. Shout out to Orlando. Shout out to Steve Blake buying me pizza at the pizza place in Orlando that you have to get carded to get into, by the way.
Oh gosh. Like,
that's downtown Orlando. So since we get our favorite road trips, Brooke, what is your least favorite road trip of Portland's 2023-24 schedule?
All right. I'm going to have to go with, I already penciled it in. Where did I put it? Oh, so I don't love, it's not that long. And it kind of goes against some things I've said because there is a back-to-back. But Memphis, going to Memphis for back-to-backs, you know, the 1st and the 2nd of March. Then we go to Minneapolis, which I actually like the city of Minneapolis, but it's just kind of it's kind of weird. It's a weird road trip. We're back to back, and then you go to Minneapolis, and then you come home for a long time. So it's kind of just a random road trip to me that I can't see anything that I'm like, oh, I could. That makes it fun. You know what I mean? So I guess that's it.
Yeah, I'm taking the end of November, beginning of December road trip at Milwaukee, at Indiana, at Cleveland, at Utah.
Oh, I choose that now.
And the reason why is because that Milwaukee and Indiana is a back-to-back. And then we have 3 days off after Indiana before playing Cleveland. So we're either going to spend...
Is it three or two?
Well, the game versus the Pacers is on November 27th.
Right.
And then the game versus Cleveland is on November 30th.
Yeah.
So two days off and then the game day.
Gotcha.
Which is kind of a long time to be in either one of those cities. And then you wrap it up with Utah, which, again, I appreciate that they're at least giving us one game on the West that we can travel back to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, particularly to end a really long stretch of being back and forth through the first month of the season, to end it with Milwaukee and Indiana, both towns that I like. And I like Cleveland, too, actually, though Cleveland's gotten a little weird the last couple of years. But starting with a back-to-back, particularly in those Midwest games, when you're start and that Milwaukee game's a, boy, that's a 2:30 start too.
Mm-hmm. 2:30.
Now, granted, we do have 4 days off before going on that trip, so that's nice. But no, I'm gonna pencil that in as my least favorite trip, Brooke.
Yeah, I can see
the
that.
The weirdest trip is at New Orleans at Chicago. A two-game trip in the middle of November, or excuse me, middle of March.
Oh,
we play the Knicks at home on March 14th and then fly to New Orleans the next day, face the Pelicans in New Orleans on the 16th, day off, fly to Chicago, face the Bulls on the 18th, and then return home.
Mm-hmm.
So a two-game road trip that starts in New Orleans and ends in Chicago. That's kind of weird.
It is weird. That is weird. I mean, I love Chicago, but... So, that is weird.
It's just like they couldn't figure out any place to put those games. So there's like, well, plunk them together.
And the New Orleans game on the 16th is at 6. So you wonder if we'll stay or go to Chicago that night.
Ah, yeah. I bet we'll go to Chicago that night.
I bet we do too, especially since it's at 6. Starts at 6. And then, yeah, at least have a day in Chicago, which is St. Patrick's Day.
Are we there for St. Patrick's Day again?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh boy, that's a good one. We've done that before, and it's always a good time. Hey,
Chicago for St. Patrick's Day. Did you know that I celebrated St. Patrick's Day in Ireland when I was in college or when I was studying abroad?
I did not think I knew that.
It was amazing. Highly recommend it.
Was Luda there?
No. He couldn't make that trip.
Couldn't make it. Walt couldn't put that together.
No.
Shout out to Walt.
I got to give a shout out to Walt because he's doing me a solid. He's trying. So, you know, he listened to the podcast. We were joking around about how Walt couldn't get me, you know, in touch with Luda. And he said his wife listened and she thought it was hilarious. So that's good. And he took it, you know, took it in stride and knew we were just playing around. But since then, when I saw him at the office the other day, he said, oh my gosh, I got to look it up. November 2nd. He goes, pray that we do not play on the road on November 2nd, which we
do not. We'll be right back from a trip.
Yes. Old Dominion. That's a country band. You probably don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No,
oh my God. I got to call Walt.
I thought that was an off-brand cigarette.
No.
Brand.
It might be also, but Old Dominion is a country band that I love and they're playing at Moda on the 2nd. And he said, I'm going to make up for it if you're in town. So yes, we are. Oh my God. This just made my whole day.
I mean, shout out to you, Walt. And I think it's great. You're helping Brooke out. But let's not try to act like Ludacris and Old Dominion are on some kind of similar level to where meeting Old Dominion. Brooke, they're going to, like, you're the celebrity in that situation, not Old Dominion. Luda, however,
it's Luda.
He rides on them things like every day, so.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. Oh, that's so funny, Case. That's so funny. Well, I'm going to send you a couple of their songs. You just tell me what you think. You don't have to love them.
What's their big song? Like?
Oh, gosh. I'm terrible at remembering names of songs.
We're the same age, Brooke, which also we didn't get to shout you out. Happy birthday to Brooke from
thank you.
You did mention your birthday week. I know you were at the lake house, but and by the way, too, did you not bring any clothes with you?
No, I never do.
So you just go and you just wear whatever is in the cupboards.
This is crazy. Within the last 3 years, we didn't even have a mailbox, right? Like no mail came to us. That was just a thing. And then we've come so far with deliveries and Amazon and all that, that Amazon will drive to the other cabin. So my, as I said before, my dad and my aunt, Annie Carlotte Longster, have a cabin that I grew up in. My mom and her husband bought a cabin four downs from it. So we kind of have like a little compound that we just walk back and forth. Anyways, one is closer to the edge. So it's easier to get to down the dirt road, and Amazon will deliver to that cabin. So the only things that I have there are clothes from when I was in high school. And if I maybe want to order like a new swimsuit or cover up, I order on Amazon for like $10. So the range of clothes is bizarre. And that's why I started posting them, because I will look down at myself and be like, what is going on? Like, again, last one was shorts I had in high school from Old Navy, a sweatshirt. Oh, I did bring a blazer sweatshirt that I keep up there. The brown one,
the Oregon one. Yeah.
Yeah. The Oregon one. I'm going to keep up there, 'cause I have two. And then random like bucket hat that I bought across the bay at Harrison, Idaho at One Shot Charlie's. So I have the most random, the shoes I wear are black flip flops or these pink plastic Birkenstocks that don't match. If I'm not wearing pink, then who cares? I will have pink shoes on. It just goes to show like that anything goes at the cabin, like anything goes. I wore a sweatshirt from my high school basketball team the other week. It's a fun thing to look down and be like, what am I wearing today? Anyways, old man band, memory lane. I was on a boat that day, written in the sand, break up with him. Probably break up with him is the one you would know the most. Break up with him. Break up with him.
No.
Okay, I'll send to you.
None of those are ringing a bell.
But here's a funny side note. When I went to Oregon Jamboree 3 years ago, I couldn't go this year because my son had a soccer tournament.
The year you got kicked out, or?
That was, yes, yeah, same year.
Okay.
I almost got kicked out, but I ran on myself.
Right. That's right. You bolted.
Yeah. And that was not our fault, by the way. That was a misunderstanding. And, I will stand by that. Anyways, that same trip, there's a special bath, like group of bathrooms in the back. If you know somebody that you can use. And I know somebody. And so they're the same bathrooms that like the bands use. And so I went up, and they're the nice ones, you know, they're like porta potties. They're like the nice ones you rent. And
sure. Yeah.
Like at weddings and stuff. And you go in and you close and it says occupied. Well, it said vacant or open, whatever, green. So I opened it, and there was a guy standing there. He was washing his hands. So it wasn't like I walked in, I'm actually going to the bathroom, but I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And he turned around and he goes, oh no, I'm sorry. I didn't know I didn't lock it. And it was the drummer from Old Dominion. And that was like my claim to fame.
There you go. Now,
So when I meet him, I'd be like, I met you once in a bathroom.
So the drummer from Old Dominion washes his hands when he's using a porta potty. Good. My opinion of Old Dominion is being approved by the moment. Break up with her, wash your hands. But anyways, all classics.
I do want to say thank you to everyone who wished me happy birthday. I was like, everyone's so nice. Like that's a day full of love for me. Everyone knows I love birthdays, and to be quite honest, mine is probably my favorite. And I love that everyone was just, it was so nice to hear from people, you know, like, I miss that person, or that was so nice of them to even think of me. So thank you so much for the shout outs and the messages. It meant a lot to me.
I will mention as well that usually I try to get Brooke something for her birthday, and usually it's something pickle related. And this year I saw a sweatshirt that had a bunch of jars of different brands of pickles on it. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. I'll buy that for Brooke and I'll send it to her. It'll be great. The next day I look at her Instagram stories and she's already wearing that sweatshirt. So like, I don't know if like it was already in my head. I don't feel like I'd ever seen that sweatshirt before, but the fact that I thought I was going to be able to get Brooke a nice gift, pickle related, but she already had it anyway. Yep. So like, really, again, speaks to like, you are living that life, Brooke. Like I know a lot of like, some people like will kind of play into kind of jokes and it feels like it inhabits maybe a larger part of their life than it actually does. When it comes to Brooke and pickles, that is straight up authenticity. Like there is, you're drinking the pickle shots from the gas station, which, by the way, how was
that? Yes. It was okay. It's not, I prefer just drinking out of the jar.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. And like trying to make that a product other than just pickle juice from a jar, it's like, no, that's too bougie. Like we're keeping it street here on the balcony. You drink it from the jar with all the pickle seeds that are in the bottom.
Peppercorn sometimes. Mm.
Oh boy. Yeah. Get the full, like a sprig of dill down your throat.
Absolutely. Shout out to Lindsay Fahey, my friend who bought me that sweatshirt. And I opened it. She sent it to the cabin, opened it. And I'm like, I saw it. I go, wait, did I order this for myself? Like, I didn't look to see who it was from. I thought, I'm like, because I sometimes, you know, I get excited and I order stuff, and then I open it when I get home. I'm like, did I? Oh yeah, I did order this. But I was like, I thought maybe I ordered it for myself, and then I looked in the, it said from Lindsay Fahey. So shout out to her for sending me the pickle sweatshirt. I love it.
Was that this year?
Yeah, this is just this last week.
Oh, okay. So she just beat me to the punch by like a week, basically.
Yes.
Okay. So I hadn't seen that sweatshirt before. And the reason I wanted to get it too was because the pickle brand that I love the most, Grillo's, was represented on it. And I was like,
yes, it was. I thought of you when I saw
Grillo's
that.
On there.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I've also been challenged today to try a new kind of mayonnaise and see that they say blue plate. It's on Twitter. I got a tweet saying, Brooke, where do you stand on this? And someone said, blue plate mayonnaise is the best. Don't at me, or something like that. And so a bunch of people forwarded it to me or just added me and said, how do you feel about this? And so I'm going to go to the store today and buy blue plate mayonnaise and give my 1 to 10 ranking this afternoon. If you're bored and wanting to, you know, be excited for something.
And blue plate mayonnaise, if you would like to sponsor the Blazers Balcony, the most mayo forward Trailblazer podcast in the world. Now is the opportunity to send the bag, because you know that this property is not going to be a free agent for long. It's we're going to get sold here soon. So,
that's so funny.
Put in your offers now, mayo/pickle purveyors. Hey, Theodore, how's it going, buddy?
Hi.
Good to see you. Long time no see, man. Your hair's looking good.
His hair's long.
Yeah, no, I like it.
He likes it too. I like it too. But it's like getting to the point where you can't see, but it's still okay. You can see. You can see.
Theo, do you, you're sleeping in, my man. I wish when I was a kid, like I couldn't sleep past like 6 o'clock in the morning.
I went back to wake you up and you were so out. I'm like, I think I'm just going to let him keep sleeping. Like, this is the latest you've ever slept.
No.
Well, close.
Oh, Theo, you're great, right, man.
I'll get back to you in a sec. Give me 1 second.
Yeah. We're going to wrap it up on this edition of The Blazers Balcony, episode number 97 of The Blazers Balcony. Hopefully we gave you a good idea about what Portland's schedule looks like. If not, you can surely go to trailblazers.com. The entire schedule will be there. You can go ahead and make your picks for what you think the best, worst month, road trip. We didn't get a chance to talk about the in-season tournament too awful much. There's really not a whole lot to say. They're going to play those teams once each, and then maybe they move on. It did change the schedule a little bit, but other than that, I'd say it's we'll see how it goes, but should be interesting. Hopefully the Blazers are able to do something. And if not, that's fine too. So thank you for joining us on this edition. We will talk to you probably not next week, but whenever news warrants. Now that the schedule is out, this is kind of the last piece of business before like everything goes dead for a little bit before training camp. So again, we'll probably take another little hiatus here. But if any news drops about the Portland Trail Blazers, we will be there to pick it up. So thank you for joining us. Brooke, do you have anything else you need to get in there?
Just, I love you all. I love everyone. They're the best. Our fans are the best.
And Messi, playing games, Messi, so Theo can go to...
Oh, yeah, so Messi, play. Come on. Yeah, come on, bro. No, the problem was he played too well.
Yeah.
He, like, had 9 goals in 6 games, or actually more than that, but he played so well that this game had to be postponed, so... It actually is his fault. He's just too good. But yeah.
I bet he's getting recognized in the Publix now in Miami. Where
I saw that article.
I'm 99% sure I've been to that Publix. So
oh, really?
I felt good about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you I'm $1 million bucks that he's not going into Publix these days. But yeah.
Back in my younger travel days, where I would just go to grocery stores to eat, even if it was like a 2 mile walk, because I'm an idiot. So
that's something you would do. We do like to stock. We like to stock.
That's true. No, yeah, you gotta have a stocked.
And we have a couple road trips that warrant a stocking, because we're gonna be
absolutely
there.
We're gonna be there for a minute. So yeah, we'll head out and do that as well.
You know,
so
what we should do? Go. We should show them since we talked about it, when we're on the road and we are going to be in a place for more than 2 days, 3 days, we should show our stock, like what we get and what we like in our room. I think that might be fun.
I agree. The only thing I would say is that I'm a little embarrassed by how many waters I take off the plane. And I don't want to get like an email from accounting and be like, hey, so we do give you per diem, and you can't take a case and a half of Fiji waters off the plane, because
I do the same with sparkling water. So we're both guilty.
Yeah. Well, it'll just be our secret then, bro.
Okay.
But we will do that. I think that's a good idea. We need to give more slice of life. Maybe we'll do it on one of our video podcasts.
I love that.
We will invariably be recording on the road at some point in time this season.
Sounds like a plan.
That does sound like a plan. Thank you much for joining us. This has been the Blazers Balcony schedule release special, releasing momentarily. Go to trailblazers.com, check it out. Thank you. Brooke and I thank you. Happy birthday again, Brooke. We will talk to you all sometime in the next couple weeks.
Peace out.